pretty much everyone knows that yoga comes from India and that it's a key part of Hindu tradition, but it seems like everyone today wants a piece of it. An exhibit now at the Smithsonian's Asian Art Museums tries to shine some light on the history of yoga, and it seems pretty clear that yoga has been a cross-cultural phenomenon for a very long time. Reporter Lauren Ober has this story.
It's a Friday night, and I'm at the historic 6th and I Synagogue in downtown Washington, D.C., for a little Shabbasana. That's a combo platter of yoga and Shabbat observation. It might seem like an unholy mashup, but to the folks oming and namasteing their way through class, Shabbasana is just what they need to round out the week.
Just connect to that sacred time and the opportunities that this time presents. Time to unplug.
I am neither Jewish nor a yogi, but I've come to this class at the urging of its Italian Catholic instructor, Greg Marzullo. The class, he says, perfectly encapsulates the malleability of modern yoga.
So many of the same types of truths are coming through. The lens is different, but, you know, the image behind the lens is the same.
In a way, this is what yoga has always been. Pliant, hybridized, something for everyone. It's never been one size fits all, says Deborah Diamond. She's the curator of the new exhibit about yoga at the Freer and Sackler Galleries here in Washington. The exhibit may be the first ever to focus on the visual history of yoga. And the objects on display tell a surprising story. Before $90 yoga pants and luxury retreats, there were mercenary ascetics and supernatural yogis and deep rifts between devotees of different yoga sects. Diamond walks me through the exhibit to show me some of this.
Yoga has been very fluid and it has permeated all corners of Indian culture over time.
We stop at a series of folios from the first known illustrated manuscript of yoga poses. The paintings were made in 1600 for a Mughal emperor. The description for each pose was written in Persian by a Sufi sheikh based on an Arabic translation of Sanskrit texts. Got that? While the exhibit shows how yoga has been able to transcend religious and spiritual divisions, it also makes clear that sometimes yogis can be flat-out violent.
Once we realize that yoga in history can accommodate a phenomena like militant ascetics, then people will understand what I mean by multiple traditions.
Which brings us back to Shavasana. Now, I haven't done yoga in years, and my bones object to every downward dog and sun salutation. And I'm a little skeptical about this hybrid yoga situation. At what point does the true essence of yoga get lost?
How many now are practicing in America? 18 million or more. So to say, here's yoga, wouldn't really be authentic.
That's Deborah Michalov, who owns a popular yoga studio here in D.C.
This one style, this one type of yoga, probably wouldn't be able to reach so many people.
Plus, this is America. We're spoiled for choice, and we like it that way. Cereal alone has its own aisle in the supermarket, so why wouldn't it be the same with yoga? But just like cereal is still cereal, whether it has marshmallows or raisins, made from corn or whole wheat, yoga is still yoga.
It's a living, moving thing, and somehow it has had pretty strong resonance that we're still talking about it and practicing it and embodying it 5,000 years later.
And just as we evolve, so too does yoga. Namaste, divine souls. For The World, I'm Lauren Ober, Washington.